I thank God that I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I tell you, if you're saved, you'll know it.
That's right.
You'll feel it.
Amen.
Yes, you will.
Amen.
That Spirit of God, I'll tell you, does something. He changes you.
That's right.
Glory, glory, glory. I ain't the same Tommy out of Romans I was when I was 20 years old. My Lord, I let loose of the world, came out of it. I don't want to smell like it, look like it, dress like it, talk like it, walk like it. Hallelujah. Jesus made me different.
Yes.
I'm a Christian.
Yes.
Christian means to be Christ-like. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. If you got your Bibles, you want to turn with me into Luke 19 and 10. And when you turn there, hold it. Hold it into Luke 19 and 10. Tonight, if God will help me, and I'm going to read some stuff before I get to that scripture. What does it mean to be lost?
Lost.
What does it mean to be lost? Oh, God of heaven. Holy Lord. Luke 19:10. Jesus said, and was concerning himself, Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yes.
You may be seated. What does it mean to be lost? Before I get started, I went in my study this morning. I woke up. I got up, dressed and everything. Took my medicine. And I went straight to my room and got to my computer. And I typed about as fast as I could type. It don't always come that way. There's always two sides to everything.
Right.
Two.
There is a lost, there is a found.
Amen.
I'd rather God to find me.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, if I'm lost, I want him to find me. Oh, Lord, I felt him just sweep over me.
Right.
Holy God.
Oh,
my high. I want him to seek me.
Yeah,
I tell you, Jesus will seek you. He'll find you.
Yes, he did.
Because he wants you.
Yes, he did.
And because he loves you. You know why? Because he wants you to be in heaven with him throughout all of eternity.
Right.
He don't want you to be lost.
Right.
He wants you to say, thank God I've been found.
Yes.
Raise your little hand and say, I thank God he found me.
Yes.
Hey, Lord. Now, you've got opposites in this world. Amen. If there's a good, there is a bad. Uh-huh. If there is a right, there is a wrong.
Amen. Come on.
God don't like wrong.
Amen.
God's all right. And I tell you something about the Lord. He comes into your heart. He'll make you all right.
Yes,
he will. He'll line you up. Praise be to the Lord. He'll put his Spirit on the inside of you. He'll do something for you. He'll take the world right out of you. But you got to be willing to let loose of it. Woo! I'd rather have Jesus with you. Let loose of the world and say, God, I want you. Woo! I want his holiness. I want his righteousness. There is a true and there is a false. Oh, God. You've got a positive and you've always got a negative. Oh, God, I want to be positive, don't you?
Amen.
I don't want to be negative.
Amen.
If there's an up, there is a down. Now, God gave me all this. I don't want to go down.
Amen.
He lifted me up.
Right.
I was in a horrible pit.
Amen.
I was a sinner far away from God. Woo! I was a sinking in the mire. You was wrapped up in the alcohol. I was alcohol and drugs. I was tired of the rock music. I was going down. But thank God he reached out his loving hand and he lifted me up. Hey Lord, you got to want to be lifted up. You got to reach up to him and say, Jesus, I don't want to be in this mess. You got something far better for me. And I want to be in your presence. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo, he's a lifter-upper. I don't care how far down you feel like you are. Jesus can reach right where you are and lift you up. Thank God.
Yes.
Holy Lord. You got a north. You got a south. You got an east. You got it. And you got a west. You're heading either one way or the other. You cannot travel two directions at one time.
That's right. That's right.
Oh God.
That's right.
I made up my mind that night at an altar of prayer that I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to stay in the path of righteousness.
Right.
I told him that I wanted to go to heaven. I said, Jesus, lead me and guide me. Brother Bill, I've never had it in my heart to ever turn around and go back. Hallelujah. Because Jesus did something for my soul that night when he saved me. He took the misery and the darkness out of me and he put his love down on the inside. Hallelujah. I want to go God's direction. I felt the Lord right there. Raise your hand. I'd rather go God's direction than to miss it. Woo! I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss his blessing. I'd rather have the peace and the joy in my heart and do it God's way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Lord, have mercy,
saints.
Oh, God. When God made this big earth, he created light. Light. And he separated it from darkness.
Right.
Holy God. I'll tell you one thing. God would like to take the darkness out of people's lives and out of their hearts.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, if you're unsaved, you've never been born again, you're walking in darkness.
Right.
And anybody that lives in darkness will walk in darkness. And they stumble in the darkness. They're slippery ways in the darkness. How many can say, I'm glad Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Ain't you glad, sissy? The light came on the inside. It lightened you up in your heart, your soul. I tell you that night I bowed on my knees. Hallelujah. I got a glimpse of heaven. And I can tell you Jesus is the light of that city. I can see God up on the throne and his son sitting at his right hand, a smiling and a reaching down to me. Thank God I come out. I got up. I went down in darkness, in sin and misery. But when I came up in the light of life. Hey, life. Raise your little hand. I'm glad he put light down on the inside of me.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. Holy, holy. Out with the darkness. I tell you, if you're saved, the darkness cannot stay around.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
When God made man in the beginning, he made him male and female.
Right. Amen.
Oh God.
Yes.
You can never alter it and you will never change it.
Right. Amen.
At birth, you're either a male or you are a female.
Right.
You cannot be two. Hallelujah. When you get married, two join themselves together in holy matrimony and you become one flesh. Lord. And when Jesus comes inside of your heart, he makes you one with him and the Father. Raise your little hand. Thank God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord. There are two powerful supernatural forces at work and operating in this world. You can feel it. It's God Almighty and it's the devil Satan is at war in our generation. You can feel the vibes of hell when you go outside of these doors. Drugs and alcohol and filth and lust. Lord have mercy, the devil has got his crown and he's getting joiners every day. Oh Lord, but I'm glad I'm on the side of the right. I said I'm on God's side. I'm glad I came out. I tell you, the Lord's making up his number tonight, and Jesus knows them that are his, and everyone that nameth the name of Christ is going to depart from iniquity and come out of it. Hey, I tell you, God's real and God will touch you.
Come on.
Need to go out there on the street and preach this.
Come on.
Oh God. God and Satan, who will you yield to?
Right.
Who will you listen to?
Come on.
Huh? Oh God. If there's a good, there's an evil. The Bible makes it clear that you're either saved or you are not saved. You sit here tonight and you are either a Christian or you are a sinner. You are a child of God or you still belong to the devil. And at the end of your life, when you die, it's either heaven or it's hell.
Right.
Two places. You either go up and to be with the Lord, or you go to hell. There's no in between.
Right.
You must face reality. There is life after death. You got life and you got death in the natural. You got life and you got death in the spiritual. Hey Lord, I don't want no death in me. Oh Lord, to be separated from God when you die and leave this world is eternal death. And people would give everything that they had. If they could come out of hell right now, they would say, I was wrong. I should have listened to the Bible and the Word of God and the preacher. I had time to make things right and to repent of my sins and to live for the Lord. And if I haven't at all to do over, I tell you, I would make amends and I would do it God's way and I would live for the Lord and I'd get rid of the world. Hallelujah. And sin. Raise your little head and praise Him. Woo! There's a lot of things people need to give up.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Come on.
A lot of things people need to give up and go God's way.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
I'm telling you, when we stand before God, the Bible said the books were open and the Lamb's book of life was opened. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the book. The book of works. And God will say to those that never knew, never served Him, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh God, I'd rather do it God's way. I'd rather make sure. Come on, I wouldn't want to go to sleep tonight. I'll be honest, I would not want to lay my head on my pillow and go to sleep tonight if I knew there was a question mark on the inside of, am I living right? Am I doing right? Am I living the way God wants me to live? Is there light in here? Have I got any darkness in here? Is there anything in my life that would make Him turn me away?
Come on, right? Sure, Lord.
Oh God, when your soul enters into eternity, it will be forever.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what my daddy told me, Sister Lisa, many, many times? He'd say, son, he said, if you went to hell just for 100 years, he said, that would be horrible agony and suffering. And the flames for 100 years. He said, but if when you go there, it's forever. and there is never no coming out of it. I feel him. Raise your hand, dear Lord, take a hold of me. Take a hold of me, Jesus. Draw me. Oh, show me, God. Show me. Pull me. Pull me. Pull my heart. Pull things out of me, God. If there's anything in there, get it out. Get it out. Get it out of my life. If I went there forever, I can't imagine it, Brother Ron, being in that place forever. What does it mean to be lost? Can I tell you the greatest thing in all of this world is to be a Christian and a child of God? You sung it a while ago. The greatest thing is loving and serving Him. There's peace in Jesus and serving God. That means that you're saved and you belong to Him. You're not a sinner anymore, serving and living for the devil. To be a child of God means that you repented of all your sins and all of your wrongs, and you ask Jesus into your life and assert Him.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. To be saved means more than anything this world has to offer.
Yes.
It's more than money, fine homes and cars, and possessions. It means that you got a home eternal in the heavens waiting on you. I'm dealing with the lost and found. Are you lost here tonight? Or are you saved? Are you a child of God? Do you have Jesus in your heart? Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, I got His Spirit. Oh, Brother Bill, He made connection with my heart, and He let me know I'm on the right track. I feel it, and I know it's real. Raise your little hand, you'll know it, and you will feel it. Hey, Lord, it's real tonight.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Oh, God. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Right.
The problem with our generation, Brother Ronnie, nobody believes they're lost.
Yep. Right.
Right. I forgot what preacher come. Yeah, I told Brother Lloyd. I told Brother Lloyd, I said, you got to get people lost anymore before you can get them saved.
Yep.
In other words, they are lost, but you got to show them that they need Jesus. You're lost the way you're living.
Right.
Holy God of heaven.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody believes. Nobody believes that they're lost. Everybody believes that they're all right and everybody's going to heaven. If you don't believe that, read the obituary in the Ashland Independent News.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to heaven. They go out on a drug overdose. They go out on a head-on collision, drinking alcohol. They live and shack up together, not married.
Right.
Oh, God, living in adultery, fornication, and all of this sin and lust. And you die in that position and in that condition.
Right.
When you lift up your eyes, you'll lift it up in hell. You got to be born again. Well, Lord, change my heart on the inside.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Glory. Glory, glory.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You got to realize you're lost before you can be saved. You got to feel your need for God.
That's right.
If you're living your life and you ain't happy, something ain't right. Something's wrong.
Lord,
you got it. If you're really, truly saved, you might have your hardships. You may have your affliction, sissy, but there is a rest to the people of God.
Amen.
There is a peace to the children of God inside of the heart. I would question tonight if I am I really saved and I'm having all of this misery and I'm not happy and I'm not content. Oh, Lord, oh, something's wrong. Because when Jesus comes into your heart, he gives you joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise him, church. Praise him in the house.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. Look at yourself. Look down deep in your heart. Am I really saved?
Come on.
Does God live in my heart?
Come on.
Do I have his Holy, Holy Spirit? Whew, my goodness sakes.
Come on, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
I can tell you tonight by the Word of God and the Bible. In the Bible. And I can tell you by experience that when you repent of your sins and give your heart and life to Jesus, you will know it and you will feel it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord. You'll make a turnaround. I hear preachers get all that mixed up. I made a 360 degree turn that night when I got up from the altar. Now, wait a minute. 300. I'm looking toward the world. I'm a living in the world. I'm a doing the things of the world. And I make a 360. I'm still out there in the world. Hallelujah. But I made a 180 degree turn. When I got up from that altar, I tell you, Jesus, the blood washed me. Raise your little hand. I said, the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, that holy royal blood, it cleansed my heart and it washed every sin away. I made a 180 degree turn and I got my feet out of the world and I come out of darkness and I'm walking in the light. Praise him, church. Hey,
hey.
Yes. Praise
you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody
want to
help me preach
tonight? Come on, come on.
This thing's real. You know why it's real? Because I keep it at the house. I got it in my home. I got it in my marriage. I pray at the house. Hey, I seek the Lord and his face at home. And I read my Bible. How in the world can God lead you? How can he talk to you? How can he deal with you? How can he reveal things to you? Unless you seek him and pray and read the Word of God.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
You ain't heard me shout. You either. Hallelujah. Bessie, Jesus did something precious for you, didn't he? What, 67, 68 years?
64
years. 68 years. Look at this. This will show you that you can live for God. Love him, church. Love him. What God did and what God gave me. I can live it. I can live it. Get him a wave offering in the house. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Ron, I feel him. I feel him down about the fifth rib. Hey, Lord. You'll make a turnaround and there will be a change in your life.
Yes.
You'll feel it down deep inside. Your taste will change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, I'm not talking about physical taste. Did you know that you've got 10,000 taste buds on your tongue? God made us to enjoy food.
Amen.
And some of us enjoy it a whole lot more than others. Look at us. Praise the Lord. It tastes good. It's hard to walk away from a ribeye steak. It's hard to walk away from Reese cups, vanilla ice cream, and Hershey's chocolate poured all over it. Hey, Lord, he gave me some taste buds that can taste sweetness. And I know when I put something in my mouth that is sour, I want to spit it out. Oh, Lord, I tell you, God made us to enjoy life. I'm in the physical. But can I tell you, my taste changed. Hallelujah. When I gave my heart to Jesus, the spiritual taste buds were changed on the inside of me. Woo! God is that Budweiser. Somebody ought to title it. If I had power, I'd change all of those beer trucks. I would say, I'd pull my finger at it and say, Bud Dumber. Budweiser, nothing, it's Bud Dumber. Hallelujah, Bud Light ain't nothing but Bud Darkness. I tell you, the drugs will go out. I said the alcohol will go out. Hey, Lord, the cigarettes and the tobacco will go out. You won't want to do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Right,
hey, Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Woo! I got something that I want to taste in him. I want to taste of that manna from on high, that bread of heaven. Raise your little hand. I want the bread of heaven, Brother Tommy. I'd rather eat the things of God, hey, Lord, than what the devil has to offer.
Shit.
Yes.
I didn't know I'd preach this way. Ain't that a sight? Goodness gracious. You won't want this world. Your taste of it. You're tired of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that in my life anymore.
Right.
Your views of life will change.
Right.
Your desires will change. Your dress will change. Your taste, your talk, your walk will change.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost comes in, the Holy Spirit of God, when Jesus comes in, it all changes.
Yeah.
Come on the piano. I've got a whole lot more, but I feel like closing it right here. Praise God. Everybody in the house that's able, would you stand? Though that's able, stand with me. Praise God. Holy, holy, holy. I studied this. I typed it today. I don't think I missed it.
No.
Amen.
No way. I want that freedom. There's freedom in Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Praise God. No chains are holding me.
Right.
There ain't none on you either.
Amen.
There ain't none on Ronnie.
We're
man, oh man, none on the pastor. Would you like to join us tonight?
Come on.
Praise God. You want to be free? Free from this world. Free from its attachments. Free from all the things. I want to be free. Come on, I shouldn't have to beg anybody to bow their knee or bow their head tonight and pray. Jesus, Jesus, I want to know, what does it mean? What does it mean to me to be lost? What does it mean?
Where will you be?
Come on, son, pray. Pray tonight, pray tonight. God's in this house. The Holy Ghost is in here.
Passing by.
Yes, Lord, it is.
From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, God has given us this choice.
Yes, God.
To decide our destiny in the middle of
this.